Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. I hope you're doing some really great things in your territory and that you're ready to do more, because that's why you're here. That's what I'm going to talk to you about today. By the way, I've been getting a lot of messages on LinkedIn lately, a lot of direct emails, people thanking me for providing this valuable and free content. I'm happy to do it. I do it for one reason, because I hope you'll use it. I honestly believe that medical sales professionals are positioned to make a huge difference in the world of healthcare. Here's the truth about medical sales. Sales professionals often don't get the recognition that they deserve. And that's because if you're in medical sales, you work behind the scenes. Let's be honest, it's the healthcare providers who are doing the frontline work, who are treating the patients. They get most of the recognition, and that's fine. That's great. Your goal is to help them to do a better job at what they do. You're able to facilitate and enable them with great products and services that make a difference for themselves and for their patients. That's really cool. You're very lucky to be able to do that. So I'm glad to be able to help out. I hope you'll continue to listen to the Medical Sales Guru podcast. Check out the Medical Sales channel on YouTube, or you could go to my website at http://medicalsalestraining.com, and you will find all of the videos posted there as well. One of them is something that I would like to tell you is truly the sponsor of the Medical Sales Guru. I've made it the sponsor. It's called Medical Sales Academy. It's my 24/7 online training platform to help medical sales professionals to be the best they can be. It is a full online training course. It contains all the content that is contained in my regular live courses. Plus, you have the ability to interact with me through the forum and to interact with your other medical sales colleagues. There is also a monthly medical sales webinar that I deliver personally, where there's opportunities to ask questions, talk about things going on in your territory, etc. So you don't have to go through medical sales alone. Check out the Medical Sales Academy at medicalsalesacademy.com. And my birthday is in May. Several people that I know, including many people who are close to me, my wife, etc., also have May birthdays. So if you're listening and hearing about this on the Medical Sales Guru podcast, I have a special discount for you for Medical Sales Academy. It's a $300 discount. When you check out in the shopping cart, there's a little box for the coupon code. Enter MAYBABY, M-A-Y-B-A-B-Y, no spaces, all lowercase, MAYBABY. You'll get a $300 discount, my way of thanking you for being a fan of the Medical Sales Guru podcast, and it will also help you to get involved with Medical Sales Academy, which also has a 14-day money-back guarantee, so check it out. Well, let's talk about why you're here today. You are here to learn about how to move your medical sales career forward, and I'm going to talk to you today about something which is something you'll learn about whether you like it or not, and that is the cost of action versus the cost of inaction. I'm going to give you a couple of very specific examples. What I'm trying to do is to save you a lot of heartache, a lot of lost business, by giving you an example from someone that I know very personally, me, some of the mistakes I made where I had the opportunity to take action and I didn't. It's very important that in your career, you don't just look at the cost of action. And that's what we tend to focus on. We tend to look at the money we're going to have to spend to be able to achieve something instead of looking at the cost of inaction. I'm going to take you way back to when I was in the orthopedic implant business, and things have changed a lot, but there was an expectation amongst surgeons that sales reps and their companies and or their companies would send them to courses. As you know, medical professionals have to have a certain number of CME, continuing medical education credits, in order to keep their licenses. And doctors and other professionals would oftentimes look to companies. A lot of them probably still do, but because of AdvaMed guidelines and some of the things that shook out many years ago with the Department of Justice, these things have to be done in very, very specific ways. But the case study that I'm referring to now, this is back before all the changes occurred with respect to sponsoring surgeons. So keep that in mind. But it still talks about the cost of action versus the cost of inaction. Well, there was a high-volume surgeon that I had been going after for a long time in my territory. We had a good relationship. I used to run into him in the gym. And I know he liked me. He tried my products out on a few occasions, and it went very, very well. And one day his office called, and he wanted me to send him to an orthopedic course. Now, the cost of doing this would have been at least $2,000. As it turned out, it would have been more because this surgeon was a little abusive in the way he spent other people's money. For example, he liked first-class travel, first-class hotels, liked a limo going to and from the airport. And I found this out later on. But anyway, I was thinking at the time, this would cost me about $2,000. And being relatively new in the business at the time, I didn't take long to think about it. I recognized one thing. I don't really want to spend $2,000. I mean, did I have the $2,000? Yeah, but you know, I was looking for other areas of my business to invest it in. So, you know, I declined. I said, you know, I'm sorry, but you know, right now we don't have any funding in place to be able to do that. You know, he said, yeah, no problem. I understand. Well, one of my competitors got the invite and, he picked up the tab to send this surgeon to this orthopedic course. He also picked up over $1 million in business. Now, you know, today this might sound like, well, he bought the business. He really didn't. What he did was he sponsored a surgeon who was asking the rep to send him to an orthopedic course. It's not like there were kickbacks, you know, during the course of doing business or anything like that. This was something that sales reps in the industry did at this time, and companies would sometimes sponsor it, other companies wouldn't. You know, my company did not. But he picked up over $1 million worth of business. And the way I looked at this, of course, at that time was I lost the opportunity to gain $1 million worth of business, because it would have cost me $2,000. You see, there was no guarantee. There was no guarantee that I was going to get this surgeon's business if I sent him to the course. In fact, my doings with him in the past, I really expected that basically I would be sending him on a trip and I wouldn't get anything in return. But basically by not doing this, I took myself out of the running. So you can't just look at the cost of an action. You have to consider the cost of inaction. And in this particular case, it was huge. By the way, down the road, I did invest in this surgeon. Actually, several years went by, and I did pick up over $1 million worth of business with him. And it was during that time where there was an expectation to send him to other courses, you know, probably maybe, you know, twice a year. And when doing this, his bills were pretty substantial. You know, they often ran $3,000, $3,500. But the reality is, you know, it was because, again, he was doing first-class treatment. There weren't any kickbacks or anything. There was never a threat saying, if you don't send me, I'm not going to use your implants. But basically, it more or less kept him happy, where he didn't have to look to a competitor to sponsor him. And while, like I said, it was $3,500 to send him, in the meantime, you know, I was doing over $1 million in sales with this particular surgeon, so it was pretty hard to argue with that. And, you know, surprising to say that compared to a lot of surgeons, this guy was pretty legitimate. He was on the up and up. He was never cited or investigated by the Department of Justice. It was just the way business was done at that time. Things are done a little bit differently these days. But always consider, you know, the cost of action versus the cost of inaction. And of course, by all means, if it's anything that's illegal, if it doesn't comply with company guidelines, federal guidelines, everything has to be aligned with compliance. If it even smells of being outside the lines of compliance, then don't do it. You know, seek counsel from your company, seek counsel from your managers, your distributor, your upline. But always do things in a very legitimate way, but consider the cost of inaction before you just say, hey, I'm not going to do it. Now, let me give you another example. And this was a company that I worked with. They're in the dental market. And at the time, they were a startup. And this company, they were doing their own training. They were hiring people. And it's kind of funny to me when I think about this, because the people that they were hiring, it was pretty much based on their looks. They when I met the sales force for this company, it was probably one of the best looking sales forces I ever met. There was only one problem though, one little problem. They weren't selling squat. I mean, they were paying these people five figure annual salaries, and their sales were basically zero. They weren't going anywhere. So they called me, they contacted me to discuss hiring me to do some training for this company. And I went down, I visited them, I met the salespeople. And I'm telling you, the women were beautiful, the men were handsome, they all looked like actors. This sales force looked like something out of Hollywood, but they weren't going anywhere. Well, I looked at the product and I said, I can help you with this. But when they heard my fees for helping them, they said, you know, you're really too expensive. We can't invest in that now. And I'm thinking to myself, you can't invest in that. You're not making any money. I could help you make money. Well, anyway, another 7 or 8 months went by with almost zero sales. I mean, it's crazy. And the CEO calls me. I hadn't spoken to him now in 7 or 8 months. And still the same problem exists. And I go down to talk to him again. And he has the same good-looking sales force. And this time we worked out something, you know, since they really didn't have anything in sales, I was able to work out something based on performance, pretty easy to track. But the first thing I had him do, after really interviewing the sales force, talking to them, I asked them to fire the whole sales force. They were the wrong people. But listen, let me get to the end of the story here, because it's really the point that matters. In about a year, I helped them to go from almost zero to over $6 million in sales by bringing on the right sales team and giving them the right training and supervising the sales force on a weekly basis, sometimes on a daily basis, to make sure they were doing the right things. And if someone wasn't doing the right thing, they were gone and they would replace it with somebody else. So what's the story here? Well, for 7 or 8 months, all they did was burn through $500,000 in capital because they didn't want to pay the much, 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 much lower fee that I was asking. In fact, the initial fee that I was asking was nowhere near to what they ended up paying me when it was based on performance. But they didn't care because, again, they were getting a tremendous return on their investment. But initially, they didn't consider the cost of inaction. They just looked at my fee, decided they didn't want to pay it, and they burned through $500,000. So you always have to consider the cost of action versus inaction. Let me give you one more story which may apply to you depending on what you're doing in this industry. Again, if you're in a business where you spend a lot of time covering cases, setting up cases, in other words, you work in the operating room, maybe in orthopedics, trauma, spine, cardiovascular, such as pacemakers, things like that. What is it costing you to work alone? Let's say you work alone. You know, instead of hiring an assistant to work with you, what is it costing you? So if you had an assistant, how much more money could you earn? Well, for years, and I mean a lot of years, I ran my territory by myself. I wanted to do everything. I mean, it was crazy. I was doing my own deliveries. I would set up my cases because I knew if I did it, it was going to be done right. And there were a lot of weeks when I didn't get a lot of sleep because, you know, I'd get home from setting up cases, no exaggeration, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd have to get up at, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, go out and do it again. But what happened was I reached a point where I was really burning out, didn't have a vacation. So I said, I need to hire somebody. I just need to part with the money and hire somebody. So I hired an assistant, somebody who worked with me full time. And all this person did was set up cases and cover cases. I'd cover some, you know, he would cover the other ones. And guess what happened? I grew my territory tremendously by bringing him on because I wasn't focusing on the tasks that didn't add revenue. Pretty much all I was doing when I was doing it by myself, I was maintaining that business and then growing it as I had time, but I didn't have a lot of time. So I brought somebody on. I brought on a junior sales associate. And then I added a whole bunch of business. Well, got busy, so I added a second one. And the same thing happened. It gave me more sales time while I was earning more money. I was able to bring on, a third person and grow the territory some more. So when I look back at it, when I look back at all those years where I didn't want to take action hiring somebody because, you know, at that time it might have cost $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, what was the cost of inaction? Well, it seemed like each time I brought somebody else on, my territory grew by another $1 million. So the cost of inaction was huge, but again, I didn't realize that. I was just focusing on what it would cost to add somebody on, which is the wrong thing to do. You have to really analyze what the return on investment is going to be. And it's tough when you're new in this business because you don't have enough experience to know. You know, I'm not advising that you start spending money everywhere you can, you know, buy every course, you know, start hiring people. You have to really look at what's working for the people who are succeeding in the business. Talk to the top people in your company. Talk to, I mean, even competitors. If you have competitors that are doing really well, look at what they're doing. Look at what they have in place. Even ask some of your accounts, hey, man, how, you know, how does he do it? How does she do it? You know, it's only one person. And here's a great thing, you know, some great advice that sometimes, you know, I think I learned it too late in life, but it's never too late because I apply it now. Look at what successful people are doing and then just duplicate or model, not really duplicate, but model what they're doing. If what they're doing is working, model what they're doing. Be you, sell your products, sell your services, but model what they're doing. It's a great way to avoid failure. You know, one other thing I did, I mentioned it a moment earlier, I was making my own deliveries because I was focused on the $130 when I would use a courier in my business. The average cost of a courier for delivering implants and instruments or even taking a contract somewhere, we didn't have the internet, you know, the whole time like we do now for signing contracts. The average cost of a courier was $130. And when I thought about spending $130 to have somebody make a delivery, I said, well, you know, it'll be an hour, 2 hours out of my day. I'll save the $130. Plus, you know, at that time I was young. I enjoyed driving. You know, I blast some tunes on the stereo or I do some business on the car phone. I would do all kinds of things to rationalize saving $130. But here's the reality. If you really look at it, the 2 hours that I spent saving that $130, what could I have done with those 2 hours? Well, I could have made two sales calls. And if I booked a case, just if I booked one case during those two sales calls, I would have earned 4 or 5 times the $130 amount. But what if on one of those sales calls, it was the beginning of a sales process which led to landing a high volume surgeon? That could easily have exceeded, you know, 6 figures in income to me, you know, and millions of dollars in volume of business to my company. That's a big sacrifice. That's a huge cost of inaction. When the cost of action, $130, was the amount of money I was trying to save. So as you look at your territory and you have the opportunities to invest money in your territory, always look at the cost of inaction versus the cost of action. Because when you do that, a lot of times what seems like a big investment doesn't seem so big anymore when the possibility of return on that investment is huge. I hope this all makes sense to you. If you have any comments about it or questions, please respond in the comments section right below the podcast here. Or if you're listening on iTunes, you can go to medicalsalesguru.com and leave a comment there. Thanks so much for being a part of the Medical Sales Guru podcast audience. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing here. Don't forget to check out Medical Sales Academy at medicalsalesacademy.com. I promise you, I will shorten your learning curve. And speaking the cost of action versus inaction, gosh, you have no idea how much further you can go in a shorter period of time if you know what you're doing right out of the blocks. This is Mace Haroff. Whatever you do in your medical sales career, don't forget the patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. I'll talk to you again soon right here on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. Bye for now.